Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay. And we are here live
From New York?
yeah,
Oh,
from somewhere. Where are
in
you?
Oregon.
Yeah, I'm in Arkansas, and let us know where you're at.
That's
Where are you
right. We're
from?
lighting up the world.
Yes,
Lighting it up.
absolutely.
I'm
And
going to start
Tiffany
this
is in
off.
Austin.
Yes, Tiffany is in Austin.
Well, the Austin area, not
I'm going to
technically.
say, I have to tell you guys, I haven't been able to get my hair done since before I went to Egypt because before I went to Egypt, my hairdresser broke her arm. It's
Oh
like, oh, can't go. Today, I finally got my hair done. Look, no
no.
one
Hey, it looks so nice.
was like, it was really grown out. Anyways, I just want to share that with everyone that my hair feels
Thank
good
you.
again.
Yes, that's fabulous.
Yeah. All right, now that I have your attention, let's ask some questions. First, you're going to tell us all where you're from. And then, if you have questions, please put
Yeah.
Tiffany
Do we
at
have
the
anything? Are you? I don't have any energy. I don't know if there's anything special going on or anything specific
I think we
going
might
on.
be having some solar flares because, man, I'm sleepy. The solar flares make me sleepy.
Right.
And
But
they
you
make
weren't
me
sleepy
so bright.
during the solar storm.
No, isn't that weird? Yeah.
I was the one that reacted to that, but you were like, "Oh, I'm on Wi-Fi." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, you're the one that gets sleepy. What's going
Yeah.
on here?"
And yesterday, all day long, I'm just like, oh man, I'm sleepy. I'm sleepy. And then like 9:30, 10 o'clock rolls around. I'm like,
Yeah,
wait,
I'm pretty.
wait. So then it was after midnight before I got to sleep. So that could be why I'm sleepy
That
today.
could be, yeah.
But yeah, something to do with the energy going on right now. It's I haven't watched the astrology.
Yeah.
I have had a to-do list that goes on and on, both for work and for home. We're redoing the backyard, so getting all kinds of things
Nice.
going for that and revamping the backyard. So
I wonder if that's what's going on, because that's what I'm doing. I'm doing stuff like that in my house. So
not
revamping
spring
and
cleaning, only summer.
only summer. Yeah, maybe
Yeah.
it's summer revamping.
Maybe. Yeah. It's time. It was time to change things around a little bit and freshen it up. So exciting.
Very cool. Okay.
Yes.
So I guess we're ready for Tiffany then.
Yeah. Tiffany, are you ready?
What are you ready for? Oh, I fell
Where's
asleep. You, oh,
everyone
she fell asleep. Okay. Those solar flares, goodness.
from? Darn it.
Oh, you guys just jumped real quick. We have Canada, London, Florida, Ohio, New York, Australia, Michigan, Wisconsin. You know what? I said Michigan, and I'm gonna go with it. North Carolina, Arizona, New Jersey,
Back.
Ireland, California, New Zealand, Wisconsin. Some more Floridas and another Australia. Fantastic.
Woohoo.
Thank
Yeah.
you. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's so cool. You see
Now, all
where
of
you're at
you, go grab your friends and tell them they're missing the live show.
in life. We are here. We won't be here next week. We are here now. So come.
That's
We're coming
right.
now.
Next week we're at the Disclosure Fest in California. So hopefully we'll see you guys there, but we won't be here. So you
Right.
got to come today, now. It's time. Do it. Get your
Yes.
friend. Sorry, I see in
Yes.
the comments about Tiffany napping.
Oh.
Cracking me up.
Oh, that's great.
I'll try not to veer off and be, yeah, it's tempting to look and see what you guys are all saying.
The instructions. Okay, so if you want to make comments or if you want to ask questions, like I already said, put Tiffany's name in there. But they need to open up the screen, right, to make sure that she's seeing them.
If you're in Facebook, yeah, open the screen. If you don't do it in the feed, open it up to its full version so that we can get the question. Otherwise, we don't see them till later. So, yeah, because of the way that the stream thing works to feed it all to Tiffany, we need you to open it up. So, we want your question. We want to know what you want to know. Not that we know, but we'll try and know.
We will see what we get. We're just in the stream.
That's right. We'll just be in that flow of what's the first thing that comes to our mind.
Exactly. Yeah.
We got Sarah in Vegas. Hi, Sarah. So
Sarah.
so many of you guys. That's awesome. Oh, and Judy's here. Hello, Judy.
Hey, Judy. I
And I mean to say hi to everybody, but
was just gonna say hi,
okay. Hi,
everybody.
everyone. Hi. Okay. Why am I here is actually the person's name on there. I like that. Why am I
I
here?
know, I see her comments a lot on the channel.
Yeah,
So,
why am I here? All
why
right, you guys.
not?
We need you to go into your own. We need you to get into your higher selves, and we need you to ask the questions that are deep and methodical, because we just want to see if Julia's got the capacity for it today.
We'll see what comes in. Like I said,
Exactly.
it's this in the stream. So what does the stream have to say?
I had a fun one this week where I had a friend from Canada called me, and we were just talking, and she was like, sometimes my conversations will just kind of go off in its own little direction. We were talking to her, and she's just like, I'm seeing in my head, I'm seeing this platform with a portal in it. And I said, why don't you just go in the portal? So she goes in the portal, and she sees herself in a bubble or like an egg, or a container. And she's going in through that container, and she's realizing she can time travel. She can basically do whatever her mind could come up with to do. She can do it in this portal. And it was a lot of fun, because then, she's telling me about what she's seeing. So then I'm in this space with her, and
Absolutely.
I'm just feeling this expansion of all things. And she goes, well, from my egg, I can see this. And I'm like, what are you doing still in that egg? And she goes, it never crossed my mind I could leave it. And so I want to encourage all of you to get out of your egg.
Leave the
Leave
egg.
the egg. I was like, why are you still in the egg? And so yeah, get out of the bubble.
Self-imposed limitations.
Yeah. And what was really interesting, and I know I've done this before too, she was really attached to the body. Like she felt like her body needed this container, but I mean, she wasn't in her body. She just perceived a body so that, just for her humanness to perceive that she had a body, and this body was this container. And I was like, but you don't have a body, you're out of body. So we were having some really fun conversations around that. But I had done that before where I went on a journey. Gosh, this was years ago. And I went into the water, and I felt like I needed a breathing tank. And then I realized I don't need a breathing tank. I'm not in a real body. I'm not in a physical body that needs air.
Not the
And
same rules.
no, and it's quite freeing when you can consider
Do
that
whatever I want. I can,
whatever you want, get out of the container and allow yourself to be the expansion and see it from all the angles, and don't limit that. And it was really kind of fun, because we were just having this really expansive, playful moment of
cool.
moving out of that container and just being in the energy. And yeah, so that was fun. It was extraordinary. But I thought maybe this would kickstart some questions for you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have any stories to share?
I
We
was
know
just
you're getting
thinking,
chickens.
I am going to get chickens. I'm working on ordering a chicken coop now that'll be put together. I'm going to have somebody put it together. I entertain the idea of doing it myself, and I probably could,
Yeah.
and I might help, but I'm kind of getting into this place of allowing others to help me.
Like that.
Not really needing, because that's been a pattern of mine, is I can do it, I will do it, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
With it, I'll just do it, so that kind of thing. I can do it, I'll just do it all. And so recently I'm learning how to delegate. That's a big thing for me. And
And then also with this, you know, it's like these things, it's like, you know, it's okay to let someone else come in. And like this person came in, I was redoing my office. And so I got new stuff. And it wasn't like there was anything wrong with the other stuff. In fact, it was still, it's very good desk and everything like that. But I've had it for like almost 30 years. I was like, I think I just want something different, you know, and I just want a different look. I just want something different. And so, that's where we're, you know, it's being repurposed. So it's not like I'm just, you know, trashing it like that. It's going to be used in a good way. But so that was removed. And then I had all the new stuff and it had to be built. And I started out building it myself. And then it was like, I hit some obstacles and like, this isn't for me. I mean, I could do some of it, but not all of it. And I was like, you know what? I just need to get help. And I got some, and that guy, I mean, I was doing it on like weekends and stuff, and it was taking me days to get as far as I had done. This guy came in, got all the pieces done in like 4 hours. Like, see, just let someone else do it.
Now it's done and you can enjoy it. And you're not gonna sit there and go, oh, there's that corner that I messed up when I did the thing. And you know, it's all just pretty and pristine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Very
it's
good.
Not, yeah. So okay. And then goes, and so then that's allowing me, because then he's excited about the chicken coop. So so as soon as that comes in, then he'll be back and he'll do that. And yeah, and that's gonna be a fun next chapter, you know, is having chickens. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you in one of those videos where you squat down and you reach out and the chicken runs up and you hug it. Think you could create that for me?
I'll see if that can do.
Yeah.
I haven't, you know what? Okay, here's what we're going to do. This is what happened this morning. I was like, oh my gosh, you know, okay, I'm in the country. We know that, you know, these are the perils of being in the country. You have wildlife.
Yeah.
All around. I do not have fences. I do not have, I mean, it's just, I live here among all the wildlife. And the deer come all around, you know, they're around. And so I just have to know, when I'm planting things, there's some things I just don't plant because the deer are going to eat it. And then it's like, there's some things I'm taking my chances on. And so I had some plants like this, the tail of the hibiscus. I got them last year. And it was so funny because I have a tendency when I get something, I set it beside the car and then before I move it on to where it's going to go. And for whatever reason, I left it overnight beside the car. And the next morning I came out to take the walk and every single one was stripped down to the branches. You know, the deer came and they ate it all up. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I got them up on the deck and I'm nursing them. They all came back. They're beautiful, gorgeous. And then I, through the winter, I put them in the greenhouse so they would make it through the winter. I brought them back out, you know, and they were gorgeous looking, you know, billowing out and they're getting all their flowers are coming out. Okay. And I had all these plants up here safe on the deck, right? I come out this morning, I notice a plant was knocked over. I thought, well, that's weird. And I put it back up and I go and look and all the hibiscus have been stripped off. All of my plants up there have been eaten on. The only way that could happen is a deer had to come up on the deck. I've never seen that happen. I'm like,
put
what?
Spikes on it. Oh my gosh.
Like, wait a minute. I have boundaries.
I have boundaries.
Like, you can eat out there. I have deer proofed that as much as I can, but come on. I thought things were safe up on the deck.
Wow. Must have looked too good.
Must have.
But how cool is that rocket didn't like be
well,
like.
Well, during the night. It would have been early this morning. I did see a deer right out my bedroom window early, like he wasn't up yet. And it could have been that one. I don't know. But
was his belly big?
It was a nice looking doe. Anyway, I don't know. It was just like, oh man, you know, but I do know they come back. But now the deer know that's up there. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know how safe it is. I may have to put some kind of a barricade up there now. And
oh my gosh. Oh,
the woes of country wildlife.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll pray for the plants. All right, Tiffany, what do you want to share about what's been going on with you?
I don't It's not, I haven't had any entertaining stories, so it's
Oh.
been
No
pretty,
wildlife, or what about the lizard in your pineapple plants?
What?
Nope, actually they haven't been there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were
Not
taking up
even the
residence.
lizard.
She had lizards that were taking up residence in her pineapple plants.
Oh, did
Yeah, and
they
they
make
would come
that?
inside. Well, they would come inside because I didn't know they were there, and then they would get hunted by the crazies that live in my house.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Nothing is safe here.
So for
Wildlife
you,
at her house is her dog and
or
cat.
yeah, for Tiffany, it's the inside of the
Yeah.
house that things are being hunted, and for you, it's the outside.
The outside, yeah.
Oh, I have a story. It's
Okay.
not a good story, but just to so that I can supply one.
Participate, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, Piper, that's my dog. I had to go on a work trip that was just overnight, and so my best friend's wife was watching my dog, and I have to baby proof. I have always baby proofed for my animals because that's life. And I get a text. Piper found the kids' snacks that are on the bottom. Who puts their snacks in the bottom? I mean, they know Piper. She will get into backpacks. She will get into anything. If anyone comes over to my house, I say, "Do you have food in that bag? Put it up because she will get in your bag." So apparently she got in, but she only ate like 2.5 to almost 3 little things of peanut butter crackers. So
Oh.
she only ate the crackers. When I saw the picture, it was full of like chips and all sorts of things, but she only went for the peanut butter crackers. So
Oh,
peanut butter.
peanut butter. Peanut butter is
Yep,
good.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. So she was a naughty girl, but what's
So
new?
our stories are centering around silly animals.
Yeah, it does seem to be. I'm going to write that down.
Yep.
We do have silly animals. I put
Yeah.
a catio out back, speaking of silly animals. We have two cats that don't go outside. And my Siamese cat can go outside because she won't jump over the fence. She's old, she won't do it. But the two young ones, we don't want them running off. So I put a catio out there connected to a little window door. And so the two cats will now go out there and they sit. And then the Siamese cat, which I think you guys have seen every once in a while sitting back there, she will just parade herself outside of that little cage that, the catio pin. And she'll lay out there and they just cry and cry because she's on the outside of this cage, just showing off that she's got the freedom to move about the yard. It was like, anyway, so that was my silly, silly animal
That's an
share.
ornery animal.
Oh, yeah. Now, but it did crack me up. And then they sat out there and howled, and apparently a neighbor cat came over to relieve them of their loneliness. And so it sat on the outside of the cage. The kids were taking pictures, going, "Whose
Poor
cat
man.
is that?" So we're going to have some experiences with the catio, but
Fun.
this will be fun because, they sit there at the window and they want to go outside. So now they can, and we know they're safe and they
Yeah.
won't wander off and disappear. So that'll be good. Yeah. All right. Are we ready? Do we have questions?
We have a few.
Awesome.
First, I want to say, I love you too, Sea Lavender. That was directed at me.
Oh,
Thank you.
there.
That's
Oh.
very sweet. Not bad. Aw. let's see. Let's start with maybe this could be a heavy hitter. What percentage of life would you say is predetermined?
Oh, good.
Of your life is predetermined? Gosh, that's a good question. I mean, you have things that you come in, you have things that you want to accomplish, so you have a plan that you make. And so there's certain things that are in that plan. You have meetings with people, you have, different things, you want to do with people. So those are planned. And then other things, you're free to do other things too, if other opportunities or whatever happens. Those are experiences. Those are all just, let's see what we do with those. And those are like extras. As to what percent?
make up a number, like 13.74.
Well, 50 popped in my head, but I want to think it's more that you've
That's
planned out.
pre-planned, or is this like destiny kind of things? Like I'm
Yeah, it's
destined
like
to meet
the
this
plan that you make.
person.
You have meeting, you have juncture points, you have, marriages and family
Yeah.
and all these things. Those are planned. Those
Those are
are
planned.
agreements that you made.
Yeah.
And then you have,
Well, you're so technically then your whole life is probably kind of planned, and then you have the free will
yeah, you
to,
have a blueprint
yeah,
because
you have a blueprint.
decorating is
Is up to you. Yeah.
exactly.
How you experience it, how
Yeah.
you respond to it. Yeah. That is a good question, though. It does make you think. That was a
It
good
does.
question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would
So what
think,
would you
though,
say
you're
the
right.
percentage?
Like all of it is you're planning all of it. Like I want to achieve this in my lifetime and come into
Yeah.
this family, meet these people, have these lessons, go through these experiences.
Right.
Then how you respond to all of that and who you become through all of that is the free will piece, right?
Right. That's the free will. And then also I think there's probably some other things that just get thrown in, but it's probably along that line of your reactions or just different things that can happen there. But yeah, the more you think about it, it's like the more of it that is planned, actually. But your reaction is never planned. That's why you set these scenarios up, is to see what you'll do with it, and you probably are doing it many times over just to get different reactions, different response. That's where you split and start doing some of these different timelines, is looking at how am I going, what are the
Timelines.
things I could do. Yeah.
Now you got me on a new subject.
Okay.
So the same friend that we did the
Yeah.
expansion thing with, she sends me a video later, which totally made sense because we went out into this total expansion. My question to you is, where's the heart in your body? Where would you find it?
Literally, physically. I mean, what do you mean?
Where physically is the heart in your
Right
body?
there. It's right there
In
in
the
the
center?
chest.
In this, but is it right, left, center?
It's slightly. It's more. It's just slightly to the left, but it's like right here.
Okay. Who in the audience remembers that the heart is on the left side?
That may have been what you were told, but if you went to nursing school, you know it's in the center.
Okay.
So.
And that's what
Because
people on
they
the
used to always say, yeah, it's over here. But it's like, remember, what are you pressing on when you have to do CPR? You're on that sternum, which is right over the heart. It's compressing the heart. So it's like, yeah.
Okay, so I understand that answer.
That was a medical answer, sorry.
No, this is the Mandela thing.
Yeah.
I remember the heart being behind the left lung.
Okay. Well,
And
I remember
I'm
in high
learning
school,
that and
now
in
that you're saying that, and I remember because they talk about women's breasts, usually the left one is larger than the right one, because that's what they would say, because the heart is over there. It is a little bit, but
Right.
that's
It
what
is a
they would
little
say is
bit.
over there.
So this friend sent me a thing going, saying, who remembers the heart being on the left side? And I'm like, yeah, it's on the left side. Like not behind the sternum, on the
In
left side.
the not a little
And
look like way over
until yesterday, my reality, I have never, ever, 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 ever in my lifetime heard anyone say the heart is behind the sternum.
here.
And Saba calls me yesterday, right after I get this video. I said, Saba, where's the heart? And she goes, it's right behind the sternum. And I'm like, what? And so I Googled it and I could have fallen out of my chair. All the pictures, every picture.
It's right there.
I promise you, I came from a timeline where that is not where the heart was. And I just want to know, does anybody else remember the timeline where the heart was on the left side?
Well,
Not
and I can tell you, I
before.
remember back, and I that you're saying that, I remember things like that, but I know that it's here because of my medical stuff,
But that's also because of the timeline you're on. So I
Right.
finally caught up to you.
That's
I'm on
true.
that
That's
timeline
true.
now.
Okay. But I
But
remember
I
the other,
wasn't.
though. But I remember the other as well.
Yeah. You probably beat me to the other timeline.
Okay.
I don't know. But
Oh,
when I Googled that and the pictures came up, I almost fell off my chair
no.
because I have And I called mom and dad both. They got heart things going on, you know. I called mom up and I said, what side's the heart on, or where's the heart in the body? Because I don't want to say what side. Where's the heart in the body? And she goes, well, it's on the left side. And I said, are you sure about that? And she goes, yeah. And she asked dad, where's the heart in the body? And he goes, it's on the left side. And I said, go, let's Google it. Google it. And she's, and I said, I sent her the little video and she's like, she's sitting there going, no, is this a joke? Is this a joke?
Oh,
She had the same reaction I did. Like,
wow.
what the heck? I thought for sure when I Googled it, I was just going to be like, oh, this is another one of those stupid AI things, or, you know, somebody just being silly and pranking. And when I saw every picture when I Googled and I went to images and that they were all in the center. And I'm like, I seriously, until yesterday, no one has ever said it's behind the sternum, ever. And I'm like, so I, whatever timeline I'm on now, this is the heart's in the center. So anyways, I just thought I would share that with you guys. It was kind
Okay.
of a fun discovery yesterday
That's
because,
maybe a new one, from the other ones that we'd
yeah,
maybe.
because, you know, we've talked about buildings being there before and now they're not, or vice versa, you know, like overnight there's something that shows up and it's like, what timeline am I on? But I have had this happen before with the kidneys. The kidneys used to sit down lower by the tailbone, and now they sit up by the rib cage.
Well,
So,
they sit. It's like in the small of the back is where they sit.
but
So kind of in between both. I mean, the tailbone is lower. I mean, that's like between the two places you're saying. It's
if
closer.
you were to put your
They
hands
do
just
sit
above
high.
your hips, that's where they used to be. Now they're up higher
Yeah, they
by the
sit
rib
up high.
cage. They used to not be there.
And
In
it could have
my
been, maybe
timeline,
we were taught erroneous things in school.
then why? I'm not the only one, though. I mean, like, I never even realized it until I saw a video on it, and I was like, no, they sit lower. And then, you know, and I've gone through the anatomy classes and all the things, you know, I'm not oblivious to where body parts are. And so, but I'm not the only one that remembers it that way. Otherwise, I'd be like, you're right, I'm just an idiot, and my education system failed me. But I'm not the only one that remembers it like that.
No, and I remember that also. See, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if it was something about the way it was done in school, because I remember that, but then I got in nursing school or and maybe even something later, and it was like it was relevant to know where they were, and it was like, wow, they're a lot higher than I thought. I remember thinking that they're a lot higher than I thought they were.
Interesting. All right. Well, there's
So
possibilities out there, you guys. Who remembers what? All right. So now we have the Mandela effect. I think it's, to
timeline.
me, it's kind of interesting because we were talking about DNA, you know, these waves of energy that were coming in. We're actually adjusting our DNA. And then I wake up in a world where my heart's in the center.
Yeah, absolutely.
It used
You
to
know,
be
and
there.
I somebody sent me, we were talking last week about the energies and the different things, and someone said that that was being written, it was in Convoluted Universe Book Two. And someone sent me the excerpt of it, and it was something about, gosh, my memory isn't going to be, but it was about in that part, it was talking about that energy or these things were going to be happening in like 22 years. And this was written in
Ooh.
2001.
We're
So,
here.
right on track for,
Wow.
yeah, for it was like it was all going to be going, and it was stuff about the red. It was like the red, you will start noticing red, and that will be showing you that the, this is this cycle and it's completing or it's happening.
Wow.
But yeah, but it's like we'd really notice it like now, and that's what we're what's happening.
That's what's happening. Yeah.
That's amazing. I
Even
didn't remember that either.
the hillsides in Sedona, where normally you see the energy as being white, they were red. The glow of the mountains were red. So that was, yeah, I'm seeing red. And it's not because I'm angry, folks.
And I read all those books for like after she wrote them, and it's been a while since I've read them. And thank you for bringing that up, and definitely for sending it to me, because I, stuff like that, that's wonderful. It's confirmation, and it's like, she was just relaying information that she was getting, and it's like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
now we're in the
We're
time.
seeing it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Yeah, I love that. All right. Tiffany, where's your heart?
This a trick question?
Where do you perceive your heart to be?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Did we answer the other question all the way? The percentage of
We never said a
life?
percentage, but I think the more we talked about it, the more it is that it's planned.
Yeah. What do you think, Tiff?
Bingo.
Bingo. A winner. All right. What else you got?
All right. This is fun. This is from Simon. Are birds multidimensional? Do they travel through portals when they migrate? Why do they sing? Is it light language?
Well, it's their language. I mean, they understand each other. I do that sometimes. I just listen to all of them talking, and they're responding to each other, and it's like, well, you guys understand what you're saying. it's their language. Every single animal has their own language. The bulk of it being telepathic, they do have voices. As far as what was the first question? Are they
Are birds
multidimensional?
multidimensional?
I think all animals are. I mean, we
Well,
all are. We're
we're
energetic beings. Everything
multidimensional.
is. We're all moving among dimensions. So, and I think the animals are more aware of it. Now, as far as portals when they migrate, that's a good question. That would be an excellent question in a session to find out.
That would be
I'm
a
not
good
getting
one.
anything in the stream. I'm just getting kind of getting like, why not? But that's, I actually seeing what he's asking. Ooh, that could be cool. It's like they go in
I
and
want to be able to travel
yeah.
like that. Yeah. Just walk
Because
through
I
a
mean,
little
when
portal
you
into
think,
the next place you want to be.
because when you think about how far they go, I mean, like these little hummingbirds, I've got them all around the house right now, and they're so cool, but they go a long ways.
Yeah.
Those little guys and their little wings, and they fly a long way when they migrate. All the birds do. It's just amazing what they do. And so
Wow.
that'd be really nice for them if they did have portals to speed up their
You could
travel.
wish for that. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Okay. What
Why
else
not?
you got?
Let's
Why,
just,
yeah, why not?
why not?
In our reality, they have portals.
Yeah. If you have a session, Simon, ask that question and get back to us. That would be a wonderful thing to know.
All right, dig down.
On that, before we go to the next quaint thing, well, this is reminding me the birds and everything. Remember back, I don't know when this was, but do you remember when there was all that sudden there were birds, all of dead birds everywhere, and they'd just be in the out of
Yeah.
yeah, and it's like they just fell from the sky, kind
Yeah,
of.
like a whole flock of them just
Right, they were done.
hit a wall and
Anyway,
dropped.
yeah, and so that was before Mom passed, and it was the last session that she did with me. She decided to throw in things like that. She would, this is, I know why you don't do that in a session because of when she would do it with me. It was a curiosity for her. She's like, I wonder what's going on with these. So she would ask. And what I got, and I think it ended up in a book, but it was the energy. There was something, let's see, it's like the energy did, it's normally just run like that. And it did something like a shift like that. And the birds just happened to be there when it did that. And it like they hit a wall and they dropped. And
Oh,
so,
wow.
if that's the case, let's take that. Let's carry that into what we're talking about, because it was an energy thing. It was like a sh it was an energy shift that was it was really weird. It was like I could see this energy that it's like it did this kind of business, and so it caught the birds in there. So if that could do that, then why not a portal? Because
Yeah.
they're riding an energy wave. I think, oh, that makes total sense. They're riding an energy wave when they migrate.
That
And
does
then,
make sense. Yeah.
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 Anyway, that's.
I have a bad duck joke, but I think I'll save it for another day. I'll spare you guys.
It was just like, it was like, what was going on? I know a lot of conspiracy was around it, but it was an energy thing. It was something to do with the energy shifting on the planet at that point.
Yeah.
Just remember seeing it. It was just like the energy. You know how you see that they have the sign, the symbol they make for energy a lot of times is, or electricity. It looked like
Oh,
that. It's like it was cracked or something. So,
yeah. Okay.
and it.
And they hit it wrong. Their timing's
It's
off.
like they hit a brick wall.
Well, I do remember that. Like they're all in the same area and dead. Like they just dropped from the sky. Okay. Is it safe to bring Tiffany
It
in?
is. It is.
Okay.
I just that came in. I'm like, okay, that must be relevant. So,
Yeah. Okay, Tiffany. Do you have anything to add to the birds?
nothing productive.
Oh,
I would add, Pixar is not up to date. I watched the movie Migration, and there was no teleporting.
oh, I didn't even know about a migrating Pixar movie.
Yeah.
It's cute.
That's funny. All right. What else we got?
All right, let's see. This is a let's walk through soul speak. So, Lori, get your typing fingers ready.
Yeah, because you're going to be back and forth here.
Yep. Tiffany, I'd like to ask about issues in the right side of my body.
Okay.
Minor and major pains, mostly around my shoulder and breast. I just got soul speaking last week.
Okay. And what you'll find in there that is answered in the book, anything on the right side of your body is giving you a really, really good indication. It's about something that's going on right now. And so now where it is will give us even more guidance, but usually just saying that, just telling somebody it has to do with something going on right now in your life, usually you will have a good indication of what that is. Anything on the left side has to do with something from the past, this life or another life, but it's from the past. The right is there's something going on in your life right now that it's trying to get your attention about. The shoulder, what did you say? The shoulder and what?
The shoulder and the right breast.
And the
Correct.
right
Thank you.
breast. So this area, okay, the breasts have to do with nurturing. The shoulder, this whole part, you know, it's like it connects the arms, so it's like that could be embracing, it could be, you know, love, I don't know, but this whole area, you know, it's about bringing in, you know, it could be hugging, loving, so it may have anyway,
Can
but
it
there's
be
something.
shouldering something too? Should.
It could be. It's just, yeah, she's saying the shoulder. I keep getting this. I don't know why I'm doing that when she said the shoulder.
Oh.
I'm doing like the rotator, which she did not say. So
Yeah.
I don't know why
Okay,
I'm doing
so
that.
more clarity on that, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be it, yeah, it could be the weight, carrying weight, that has something to do with nurturing. You know. But anyway, but it's something going on in your life right now. So that will help you identify it.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll be watching for that response to see if there's any more. And until then, ding dong.
Oh,
Hi.
hello. Someone is asked, Sonia is asking if ruminating will get less with a QHHT session.
Ruminating, is that remembering? Ruminating. Can you explain? Don't use big words on us. Okay. I'm thinking ruminating is reminiscing over and over and over again, but please clarify. I want to know for sure.
Yeah, like ruminating on something, like something like they
It
can't
keeps
get
on
their
going.
mind off of it, is what I'm thinking. Depends on, I mean, it can get better with QHHT session, of course.
Yeah, because if it's going like over and over and over again, it's something that's trying to get your attention.
Yeah,
So it's
repeating
what is it
over
I need to
thoughts.
know about this? You know, so absolutely, you know, because you can get to the bottom of it. What is it trying to tell you? Once you have that, you don't need to keep doing it. It's already delivered the message.
So the
So,
answer
are
is
we
yes.
correct on the ruminating definition?
It they put in here pondering over and over.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah. Repeating thoughts over and over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, the ruminating on that, definitely that could be put to rest in a QHHT session.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next, ding dong.
So this kind of goes back to the Mandela effect. Someone, Donna is asking, does anyone ever remember the cicadas being out for a longer period of time during the summer, like most of the summer? Well, Donna, I don't know where you are, but here in Texas, I feel like they're screaming from like May until December. So
That's
it
funny.
kind of depends.
I haven't heard them. Well, I'm inside, so I don't know. I haven't heard them yet, I don't think. I'll listen for them. I think they're just a natural background, so I don't pay attention to them.
And I don't have them here, so
What?
we don't have them here,
Oh, okay.
so I can't answer that.
They
You
blend in
really
with the,
don't? Lucky.
yeah, they blend. Texas, they're very loud. I was watching some show and they were in Texas and you could really hear them. They're like, it's like this all the time. They're
Oh
really
my
loud.
gosh.
You could hear it on the, they couldn't film without it, you know, it was just there. But like here you have cicadas, you have, but I don't think they're out a lot. But I think you're right. I think they used to be out more. So maybe they're all moving more south. Maybe that's why there's so much in Texas.
Maybe when they
But
move the heart to the center, they move the cicadas out to
maybe or
Texas.
the
They put
south.
them all in Texas.
Maybe
Maybe
because
we're
we're
all
loud here.
there.
Yeah, but it's like the background noise here is the cicadas, the frogs, and crickets, lizards, whatever makes noise out there. Yeah. All your nighttime critters.
Oh.
The
Well, and
cave.
apparently this year, the cicadas, there are, Donna's in North Carolina. They're only out a few weeks this year. Apparently this year, there's two different types of cicadas, and they happen to be like an overlap. Like it's like they come out, one comes out every 18 years, the other one comes out every 15. I'm making up numbers.
I was thinking
And
of seven. I thought seven was one of the cycles.
that maybe that's what it is. I don't remember. I'm just making up numbers. But yeah, but this year they happen to be overlapping, and
Oh.
so there's going to be extra. So I'm
It's going to be a
expecting.
cicada party.
Yes, they're so
You're
gross.
in the middle of it.
You struck a nerve with that question. It's like cicada heaven in the everybody's cicada. This, yeah, there's a lot of comments going on. So,
I'm gonna
yeah.
pay attention now. I hadn't even noticed this year. Usually they make enough noise that gets your attention.
Well, if we get a large group of people moving to the West Coast, we'll know why. Because I mentioned there's no cicadas over here. So you have to be like, I'm on my way. It sounds like they're delightful.
just noisy.
It's part of nature.
Well, they used to say that they are crying for rain is
Rain,
what they do. But no joke, it'll rain and then they're screaming. And so when they do that, I tell them it just rained. So I don't know what you're screaming about.
maybe they're excited because it just rained and
Yeah,
they're letting all their buddies know so they can come.
that's right. I like that. Oh, Donna clarified it's 13 and 17 years for the
Oh,
cicadas.
17. Why do I have
Yeah.
seven in my head? What is seven then?
Just a lucky number.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Okay, what's next on our menu?
Let's see here. This was a question that was in the chat. It wasn't directed, it didn't have my name next to it, but I figured I'd highlight it. This is Sarah, I'm curious to know when we pass over, are there self-serving beings that want us to come back on the karma wheel as This is the only way they can exist through our belief. Do we have the option to say no thank you and choose to go straight to source?
It's like the third time I'm hearing this. This is interesting.
Really?
I don't know that I'm understanding the question.
When you leave this body, read it the way that they put it again, because they're asking, is there an option to get back on the karma wheel? Which, are you being tricked to get back on the karma wheel, or is there an option to say no and move beyond that?
Got it. Okay. No.
You want me to read it again, though, or that's essentially what it said?
I would. Yeah, please read it again.
I'm curious to know, when we pass over, are there self-serving beings that want us to come back on the karma wheel, as this is the only way they can exist through our belief? Do we have the option to say no thank you and choose to go straight to source?
No, there's no self-serving beings. That there's a whole system, and no, that doesn't happen.
I was going to say, I don't have any of those experiences in any of the sessions I have. People go, they go,
so where you're going to go, you're on your path.
they leave, they view, they look at the life that they just had. They go back to where they came from, or they go back to a space. A lot of times they sit in a room or a space where they're recovering or just resting, and then they'll go do a life review, and then they can decide if they want to do more or take a break or go somewhere else. I've never had anything like the self-serving beings keeping them on
the
meal.
No, and the other thing is, the karma's gone. It's not there anymore. So anything, like, you might be having things like there, you have the life review and you're looking at things. It's like, okay, what did I learn? What did I do? What did I accomplish? And then you yourself are making decisions about what you want to do. If you want to do, let me try it again. I'm going to see if I can do this differently. What other experience can I have? Or I'm okay with that. I think I've exhausted all the possibilities out of that experience that I can get. So I'm ready for something else. You are the one making the decisions. Nobody's over there going, hey, I know we talk about volunteers and guides and all these things. They're just assisting. Nobody makes us do anything. We are choosing. We're on our path, and we are the ones with the growth and the lessons that we're having the experiences to learn things. So,
yeah.
And all those, like you, the review, I'm out there repeating it again. The review, it's really cool. If you read Between Death and Life, she's talking about, like, not only are you reviewing your life and the way you saw it, but you also see it from all the other characters that were in there, from their perspective, and how things that you said, things that you did, how it affected them. See, that's when you go, oh, wow, we don't realize how we're affecting others. And then in the review, we get to see that. And so then we can go, okay, I think I could have handled that differently, or I would like to do that again, just to do it. See, that's where we make those choices in doing things in a different way. It's not karma anymore. It used to be, but that's different now because we have evolved and now we can do it. It's like, this is, I'm choosing to have just do something different here. I want to make a different choice. I want to have a different experience. I want to learn different things and balance it out, whatever you want to call it. But it's not like, you must go rectify this. You got, you'd hurt them, they got to hurt you now. It doesn't do
no.
that anymore.
No. Yeah.
Karma. You remember karma when that shifted? I was trying to remember that this morning. I remember
it's been a couple of years that we've been talking about it now.
Yeah, it's been a while. I remember being in England, in Oxfordshire, whenever the first time I talked about it. And that's been quite a while. That's when I got that visual. I mean, it's so clear. Treadmill, treadmill, treadmill. And they're like, just step off of it. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Just step off of it. You don't have to be on it anymore. Just get on. It's like, well, then now what? You do what you want.
And if you're in a relationship or a situation where you feel like it's karmic, look at that, because it might actually just be meant to trigger you to heal something within yourself. And
They said anything that looks like karma is habit. It's you're still going through the things, the emotions, because that's what you are used to and what you've been expecting, so you
familiar. Okay.
Yeah, it's all familiar. But as soon as you, any point, and it could be from us talking about it and going, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to be on this anymore. Then all you have to do is step off. And now it's you being responsible for your actions. See, before it was like, oh, karma, it's somebody else is doing it. The devil made me do it, all these different things. Now it's, oh, this was my choice. I did this. And if there's an effect, you know, anything I do has an effect, you know. So we look at cause and effect now. And I did this. And that's then in the review, you're looking at what were the effects of my actions, you know, and then is there anything I would like to change or anything I'd like to do better, whatever. That it's your choice. And if you feel like, okay, it's all great and wonderful, then okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Just on.
Wonderful. So
But
no
we
more
like to have
trauma waiting.
experiences. We are experiential, energetic beings. We learn by experiences, and we like to have lots of them. So I don't know that we're, you know, on when we're here, and this is just coming up. When we're here, we're like, oh gosh, I can't wait to get out and just go home, go to source, be done with this. I don't want to ever come back. But when we're there, we're like, oh man, I can't wait to get back to learn, da 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 da, whatever else, you know. That was so much fun. That was exciting. And it was over before I knew it. Oh my gosh, I got so many other things I want to do. How about we go do this? And it's like, you're, and then we get back in there. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? It's about perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah. And I think the more you get out of that that container we were talking about at the beginning of the show, you're gonna start understanding why you want to be here.
Yeah.
Like yesterday when we were in that floating around in that ether and that space we're in, I was like, I just had this total aha moment about how great it is to be here. It's like, oh, there's so many experiences that we get to have here, including the ones that, aren't so fun. But we're like, when we're on that side, we're like, yeah, I'll experience that. I want to experience things. And I totally got that vibe from it of, I want to go over there and I want to experience what it's like to be in this human body. What is it like to, eat and sleep and all the things in between. But I believe we're here to be happy, to experience fun things. And I know that's where some of the constructs have brought us into routines and belief systems that keep us from some of that. And that's what we're overcoming. That's what we're breaking down now. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, we're going to have a
Yeah.
good time.
Absolutely. You're the creator, you know? So what do you want? What do you want to create? You know, you're not being drugged and you're not being forced and you're not, you know, pushed into things. Yeah, we I know there's some, we volunteered or whoever, you know, if you volunteered to come here, some of us were pushed to come here, whatever, but you still volunteered. It was something you still wanted to do. You know, may have been reluctant or whatever, but you still came with a reason and things like that. So, yeah, just know that you got a gold ticket to be here.
Yeah, that's why I like that song.
My throat, all this something.
Something's coming up. Yeah, usually when we're talking in the throat or whatever gets affected, it's to pay attention. So, do we have time for another question, or are we at the end?
I don't know. We haven't gotten a warning, but we should be really close.
There it is.
Go 3 minutes. Okay. Maybe one quickie.
Quickie question.
Well, we can go. Lori answered about her shoulder, if you want to talk
Okay.
about that a little bit. She said that right now I'm not wanting to work, but dragging myself to a job every day because I feel like I have to.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's waiting, and she's not nurturing herself. So that's for the nourishment. So it's probably something about self-love. So talk to your body. Ask it what it wants you to know and what it wants you to do. Just to ask it, just okay, what do you already know what it's trying to tell you. You got that. Now, what do you want me to know? And what do you want me to do? So just talk to the body and just see what it says. But that's your next action.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Description of it is always so telling, isn't it? And
yeah.
that's such a powerful thing. How would you describe it? Yeah. So
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just guessing here, you know, based on what you said, So you could ask it, what are you trying to tell me, to get a very specific for you answer. That's just based on this. I'm just making, it's like, that sounds, that could be, but if you will get the exact answer.
Wonderful. All
Yeah,
right. So at
fantastic.
this point, how do people, if they want to be a practitioner, see a practitioner, get a session done, take a course, go to a retreat, where do they go?
Everything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. QHHT, Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, which is what a lot of what we've been talking about. And it's also what the technique that my mother, Dolores Cannon, created, developed. And that's where the information, that she got, that's in her book. So, if that resonates with you, then, and if you'd like to be a practitioner and help other people get the answers to their questions and get this deep stuff, it's really cool. I mean, it's never a boring job, to do this. It's a new adventure every single session. So anyway, QHHT official, and we have the courses on level one. And then Tracy has a code. Before we go to that, Tracy has a
Oh.
code if you'd like to 10% off the price of your course.
Yeah, 10% off is the magic is real. All one word, the magic is real. That gets you 10% off your course. And
Yeah.
what
And
are
then
we
so it's,
doing? Next weekend we
yeah,
won't
next
be in
weekend. Yeah.
class.
We're going to be in Lake Castaic, California, at the Disclosure Fest Meditation, Mass Meditation Initiative. And I will be doing a workshop on Soul Speak. So, yeah.
Yeah. So
And you get,
come find us.
absolutely.
Yeah, she's gonna have books there to sign too. So just saying, yeah, come on over. Okay.
Yay.
Well,
All right.
wonderful. Thank you, Tiffany. Do you have
Yes,
any
thank
parting
you.
words of wisdom for the group?
Hope everybody has a great evening.
Great parting words.
Okay. Love you all. Thank you so
Bye,
much for
everybody.
being here. Bye.
Bye.